Dr. Grams is survived by two brothers in Alaska. One of them is his twin, Tim Grams. Tim Grams spoke from Bemidji, Minnesota, where he is with family while awaiting the return of Dr. Grams' body for funeral services. Tim Grams says that his brother got involved in working in remote areas of the world when he happened to meet an Afghani victim of torture about 9 years ago. Dr. Grams offered to fix the man's broken teeth.
Through this gentleman, he met a number of other Afghanis from the Albuquerque community. There's a pretty good sized number of Afghans down there. So he made quite a few friends with the Afghan community down there. And concurrent with that, he had also been working with the Global Dental Relief Organization, and he had done some remote clinics in Nepal. So he was already doing some third world dentistry, and then he connected, after he got interested in Afghanistan, he connected with an organization called Kids for Afghan Kids. With those connections combined, he went to a village in southern Afghanistan in the Pashtun territories.
He says his brother would stay for several weeks in the Afghani villages, and he returned there four times.
He gained the confidence of the people in the village. You know, initially he was treating the men and the boys, and eventually became more boys and a few girls. And by the time he was there, his fourth trip, he was seeing, you know, families, the wives, and of course in the Islamic culture, that's about as high a level of trust as you can get when the men allowed their wives to be seen by a Western man. So he was, very much loved by the villagers in that village, and, you know, they went to great efforts to protect him. And he stopped going there when the village leader basically told him, now there's too many foreigners running around, we can't ensure your safety anymore.
Tim Grams says Dr. Grams did not get paid by the humanitarian groups he worked for, paying for his airfare with frequent flyer miles, and more often than not, buying his own supplies.
His involvement wasn't just going to these countries and working with the people. When he was in the States, he would go to the thrift stores and either buy like used shoes or sweaters or a clothing appropriate for Afghanistan, and then he would mail it to one of the aid organizations over there. So he had, you know, an ongoing relationship with a lot of the aid organizations, and, you know, he was definitely working on it, you know, as a routine part of his life, whether he was over there or still back in Durango.
Tim Grams also spent time in Afghanistan. He flew helicopters for the Alaska Air National Guard, and he served 2 4-month terms there with the National Guard. The two brothers crossed paths at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan at one time because Dr. Grams was picking up some supplies he had mailed there.
It was much cheaper to send it through the U.S. postal system, so he would send it to my APO address at Bagram, and I was getting all these boxes while I was there, and I had, a Toyota Land Cruiser full of boxes by the time he showed up to pick them up. And I was really worried he was going to have a big enough vehicle to get all these boxes into the vehicle and get them back to the NGO that he was working with to get them distributed. But, he managed to get through all the security checkpoints there at Bagram, and we met for about 10 minutes at Bagram, and he got the boxes, and off he went.
The 10 medical workers were allegedly killed by the Taliban. The Taliban has taken credit for the murders, saying that the victims were trying to convert local people to Christianity. Although Dr. Grams worked most recently with the International Assistance Mission, a Christian-based relief organization, Tim Grams says he was not a religious man.
And he would never, ever have gone with a group that he even suspected of trying to proselytize in Afghanistan. So I think it's, just a blatant lie by the extremists to justify their actions.
He says his brother was well aware of Islamic prohibitions.
There was absolutely, positively, unequivocally no way that he was doing any proselytizing. I mean, he was very aware of Islamic law, that it was a capital offense to try to convert, a Muslim into another religion. He knew it was an Afghani law. He never carried any religious material with him. He respected the cultures of all the countries he visited.
Tim Grams says the incident is being investigated by the FBI as an international terrorist act. Dr. Grams' body has been flown back to the United States, although federal officials are holding the body until further investigation can be completed. Tim Grams says there will be memorial services for his brother in Durango, Colorado, and later this month in Minnesota. I'm Ellen Lockyer.